When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. And Kennedy, say what's up to Holly from West Bridgewater.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, Kennedy. I'm here with my son, Lincoln, too.
Hey, hey.
What's up, Lincoln?
Hey.
All right, can you both please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Donkey.
Thank you, too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You are going to win $100. Her record on the big board is awfully good. 6,217 wins, only 453 losses. Are you ready, Holly?
Yes.
All right, question number one. Happy Gilmore 2 premieres on Netflix today. What was the way Netflix used to provide their service to their customers before becoming a streaming platform?
DVDs, like mail-in DVDs.
You remember the before times?
Is that, yeah.
Question number two. The woman in the infamous Coldplay Jumbotron cheating video has officially resigned from her position at Astronomer. What was her position in the company?
Oh, my gosh. She's HR.
I need her official position. There you go.
Oh.
All right, question number three. Elizabeth Moss turns 43 yesterday. She is Offred in The Handmaid's Tale, but before that, she played Peggy Olson for 7 seasons on which other hit TV show?
That show with John Hamm. What show was that?
I don't know. I asked you first.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot the name of it.
All right. Question number four. Hayley Williams has a new song out called Mirtazapine, named after an antidepressant. Williams fronts the band Paramore, but also had a huge solo hit with Airplanes. Which rapper features on her song Airplanes?
I don't know that one either.
Can we pretend like Airplanes? No.
Yeah, that was a good song.
I feel like, is it B.O.B.?
And question number five, Chapel Roan has announced pop-up shows in New York City, L.A., and Kansas City. What is Chapel's real first name?
Do you know, bud?
You're awfully quiet over there, Lincoln. Pull your weight.
I know. Come on, bud.
Oh, my gosh,
Dan. I don't know.
I need an answer.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Let's try that again.
Kennedy!
So here you and Lincoln are on the way to Rockport today. What are you guys doing?
Yeah. My parents got a house for the week. But we're just going out for the weekend to hang out.
Oh, that's awesome. I love Rockport.
I love Rockport.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hey. Okay.
Holly and Lincoln from West Bridgewater, they got 3 out of 5 correct.
Ooh, well done, friends.
Okay. Well done.
I'm not going to tell you these are very difficult questions.
Thank you.
Question number one. Happy Gilmore 2 premieres on Netflix today. What was the way Netflix used to be provided to their customers before they became a streaming platform?
DVDs?
When you had to run out to your mailbox to see if you had a surprise or not. 1-1. Question number two. The woman in the infamous Coldplay Jumbotron cheating video has officially resigned from her position at Astronomer. What was her position in the company?
She was the HR director.
Head of HR, that is correct. 2-2. Elizabeth Moss turned 43 yesterday. She is Offred in The Handmaid's Tale. But before that, she played Peggy Olson for 7 seasons of which other hit TV show?
Mad Men.
Mad Men is the word you were looking for. The one with John Hamm was correct. Question number four. Haley Williams has a new song out called Mirtazapine, named after an antidepressant. Williams fronts the band Paramore, but also had a huge hit with Airplanes as a solo artist. Which rapper features on that song?
Is it B.O.B.?
B.O.B. is correct. 4-3 for Kennedy. Question number five. Chapel Roan has announced pop-up shows in New York, L.A., and Kansas City. What is Chapel Roan's real first name?
Chapel? Gary.
It is Kaylee.
My heart Goldie Hawn. Hurts.
Kaylee is the correct answer.
Learned something new today.
4-3. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Holly. We cannot give you $100 of sales money, but we do appreciate you playing.
We had fun.
Thank you.
Is there anything you and Lincoln would like to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
He's shaking his head no. But we are Holly and Lincoln from West Bridgewater, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This is how we like to do it.
What?
Okay.
KP. That's the show.
KP.
KP Kennedy.
KP.
Yo, check this out. She's the queen of trivia, go through you like Activia. Once K is in, that's when game begins. And she'll kick your butt, she's not your enemy. But you can't beat Kennedy.
Whoa.
Can't beat.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Can't beat.
That hits.
Every time.
Nailed it.
All right, Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Make this a Subaru summer. And a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say what's up to Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
Mike, how are things down on the Cape right now?
Things are okay now until later on today when all you folks come down here.
When we ruin it for you?
Dude, I had to drive. Yeah. I had to drive to Bourne yesterday. It took me from Quincy. I left my house at 1:30. I got there at 4:05.
Unreal.
Yeah.
On a Thursday.
10 out of 10, don't
Real
recommend.
Born or fake born?
Huh?
Was it over the bridge or that side of the bridge?
No, I was over the bridge. I was at the lobster trap eating my face off.
Oh, lobster trap's a good place, yeah.
It is.
All right, Mike, can you kick Kennedy out of the studio before we talk about our favorite spots on the Cape?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
All right, five pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you a fat, crispy Benjamin Franklin hundo. Her record on big board is 6,218 wins, only 453 losses. She's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I think so. That could change today. Let's see what Mike does.
Mike, you ready?
Yes.
All right, question number one. Chris Harrison turns 54 this weekend. Chris is the former host of this reality TV franchise where roses are handed out to contestants who make it to the next round. What's that
the
show?
The Bachelor?
Question number two. Wrestling legend Hulk Hogan died yesterday of an apparent cardiac arrest. He was 71 years old. Hogan helped make wrestling the multi-billion dollar business it is today and is the first star to kind of become a mainstream superstar from wrestling. What is Hulk's fan base called?
The Hulkamaniacs.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, brother.
When they run wild on you.
And question number three. Haley Williams has a new song out called Mirtazapine, named after an antidepressant. Williams has hits as a solo artist, but she's best known for being the front woman for this band with songs like Ain't It Fun and Misery Business. Can you name that band?
Paramore?
I knew you were plugged in, Mike. And question number four. The White House has hit back at South Park for skewering President Trump. In a statement, the White House said the show hasn't been relevant in 20 years and has, quote, no authentic or original content. The creators of South Park also created a Tony Award-winning Broadway musical. What is it called?
Book of Mormon.
And question number five. People Magazine just announced that country star Zac Brown and Kendra Scott are now engaged. What is Kendra Scott's line of business? What is she known for?
Kendra Scott is a designer, clothes or jewelry, something like that.
I'm going to need you to lock something in. You can't cast a wide net.
Jewelry designer. I'll go jewelry.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the
studio, Mike,
please.
Mike.
Kennedy!
Hey, Kennedy!
All right. Let Mike cook, Kennedy.
Oh, my goodness.
He's not just a funny guy.
Oh, yeah?
He got 5 out of 5 correct.
Woo! Okay, Mike.
That's all of them if you're
He's
counting.
Bringing it. All right.
So, Kennedy, I'm not going to tell you what you got right or wrong because I hear from somebody who normally sits here that it adds to the suspense.
All right, I'm here for it.
Dun dun. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Did I say Mike got all five right?
Yeah, no, he got all five right, right? He tasks me.
Question number one. Chris Harrison turns 54 this weekend. Chris is the former host of this reality TV franchise where roses are handed out to contestants. What's it called?
The Bachelor. Bachelorette.
Wrestling legend Hulk Hogan died yesterday of an apparent cardiac arrest. He was 71. What is Hulk's fan base called?
Hulkamaniacs.
And question number three. Haley Williams has a new song out called Mirtazapan, named after an antidepressant. Williams has hits as a solo artist, but she's best known for being the front woman for this band with songs like Ain't It Fun and Misery Business.
Paramore.
I'm in the business of misery. Let's take it from the top. That song just goes. Question number four. The White House hit back at South Park for skewering President Trump. In a statement, the White House said the show hasn't been relevant in 20 years and has, quote, no authentic or original content.
Oh, my God.
The creators of South Park also created a Tony Award-winning Broadway musical in their spare time. What is that called?
Book of Mormon.
And question number five, People Magazine just announced that country star Zac Brown and Kendra Scott are now engaged. What is Kendra Scott's line of business? What is she known for?
Jewelry.
All right, let's go through them real quick. You said The Bachelor. That is correct. Hulkamaniacs. Yeah, brother.
Yeah, brother.
Did I nail it?
You nailed,
nailed it.
Thanks, honey.
It's like he's in the room from above.
I felt it.
Question number three. Paramore is correct. Question four, The Book of Mormon. Yes, fantastic. And question number five is jewelry. 5-5, Kennedy squeaks it out.
Wow, Mike.
Goodness.
Good on you for knowing what Kendra Scott does, because that means you're probably a good hubby who buys his wife fun, nice things.
Hey, can I go? So now do we flip the hundo and we both go to the lobster trap, or how's it work?
There we go. Yes, brother. Yes. Yeah, brother.
So, Mike, as much as I would love to give you Sal's money, I cannot do that. But we do have a pretty fantastic thing to give away. Kenny, I don't have it in front of me. Can you read
it? Oh, no, we tied. He gets $100.
Oh, he got a five, right? What am I talking about? You do get $100.
You get $100, and you're getting a $100 Shaw's gift card. New lower prices are here. Shaw's has lowered the everyday base price on hundreds of items across the store in all Shaw's and Star Market stores. So that's $200 for you, my guy.
Woo!
We'll get a
awesome.
Lot of lobster
Thank
rolls.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. But is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here? Rules are rules.
I'm Mike from the Cape, and I can't beat Kennedy. I can only tie her.
Woo-hoo!
That's right. We'll see you at the trap.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say what's up to Christina from Winthrop.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi.
Christina wants us to get this game done so she can go down to the Cape because that's where she's heading today.
Well, honey, it's going to take you a minute, so just kick back and enjoy.
Oh, yeah. I'm two miles till the bridge, and it's red lights all the way.
We're until 10, so.
I got to the bridge yesterday. It said 3 miles, 28 minutes.
No.
What is that? Geez. What are we doing?
That's
Sorry.
Insane.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go now. Good luck.
Yeah, Christina, can you get Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck. Can you tell we're starting to lose it a little bit over here?
Five pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Kennedy, we are going to give you $100 money, the best kind of dollars. Her record on the big board, 6,219 wins, only 453 losses. She's pretty good. Christina, are you ready?
I am, and I have some help. My kids are in the car.
Oh, who's in the car with you?
Juliana and Mario.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
All right. Gang's all here. Question number one.
Right.
Joaquin Phoenix is on The Late Show tonight. He starred in the Joker duology. Who is his co-star and love interest in Joker 2?
Ooh. The actress's name or the character name?
Actress.
Ooh, Elizabeth Banks?
Question number two. Today in 1980, one of the best comedies of all time, Caddyshack, was released, starring Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, Rodney Dangerfield. It's fantastic. In the movie, what was Bill Murray's character trying to kill?
Ooh, a gopher.
Question number three. Luke Bryan has revealed that he had to cancel a string of shows this summer because he had COVID. What does Luke Bryan tell country girls to do in one of his biggest songs?
Ooh, shake it for me.
There you go.
Yeah.
Question number four. A new Air Bud movie is in the works and expected to hit theaters next summer, The Return. It's called Air Bud Returns. What kind of dog is Air Bud?
A golden retriever, says my son.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I heard
job,
that, Mario.
He's a clutch golden retriever. He hit more buzzer beaters than most players. And question number five. Clips of pregnant Vanessa Kirby being handsy with Pedro Pascal on their Fantastic Four press tour are going viral. Pedro Pascal gained fame for playing Oberyn Martell in the fourth season of which TV show?
Mandalorian.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Kennedy! Hey, guys, how do you think your mom did?
Bad.
Oh!
Oh, ye of little faith.
Did they say bad?
They did say
bad. They sure did.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
You've taken him down the cape and, Hi, how'd we do?
Christina from Winthrop. I wouldn't say bad. She got 3 out of 5.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's not bad.
Very respectful.
That's good.
Are you ready, Kennedy?
Let's do it.
Question number one. Joaquin Phoenix is on The Late Show tonight. He starred in the new Joker movies. Who is his co-star and love interest in Joker 2?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is correct. 1-0. Today in 1980, one of the best comedies of all time was released, Kennedy, Caddyshack. Starring Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, Rodney Dangerfield. In that movie, what was Bill Murray's character trying to kill?
Gophers.
That is correct.
I kill all the golfers. They'll lock me up and throw away the key.
2-1.
He's in the room.
Question number three. Luke Bryan has revealed that he had to cancel a string of shows this summer because he had COVID. What does Luke Bryan tell country girls to do in one of his biggest songs?
Shake it for me?
I'm Ron Burgundy. That is correct.
No way.
Country girls, shake it for me.
Holy cats. You're on. I can't believe I got that right.
You yeet and hawed all over that, Kevin.
All right.
3-2. Question number four. A new Air Bud movie is in the works and expected to hit theaters next summer. It's called Air Bud Returns. What kind of dog is Air Bud?
Golden Retriever?
That is correct. 4-3.
Oh, good.
I thought I had her.
When I wrote that question earlier, an intern Max saw it. He goes, how are they going to do that movie? The dog is dead. And I was like, I think they're going to recast him.
And I said, I hate when they recast
actors.
You can't
bring back the dead dog with another. You can't replace him. He's irreplaceable in my eyes.
Oh, he's such a talent. You can't
exactly.
Replace him.
Who else is going to hit
those
jump shots?
Are they going to have a hologram Air Bud?
I would do hologram Air Bud. I would do AI Air Bud.
CGI Air Bud.
Get Mac on the project.
Please.
You can't replace 90s Air Bud.
It's fine. I understand. Because you know what I love talking about? Dead dogs.
Okay.
4-3. We're moving on. We're segueing.
I'm joking. I'm fine. Let's go.
Everything's fine.
Everything is great.
Just like Air Bud.
Yep.
Question number five. Clips of pregnant Vanessa Kirby being handsy with Pedro Pascal on their Fantastic Four press tour are going viral. Pedro Pascal gained fame for playing Oberyn Martell in the fourth season of which TV show?
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, the mountain crushed his eyeballs.
That's right.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
yeah, your
so
kids
mad.
Probably haven't seen that one yet, Christina.
Yeah, I was going to say, trigger warning. Yeah.
That's all right.
All right, 5-3. Kennedy gets the W.
Oh, that was very fun.
Christina and the kids, unfortunately, we cannot give you $100 of Sal's money, even though you were delightful.
But we can give you our great thanks.
Is there anything you three would like to say as you sit in traffic trying to get on the bridge?
Yep, we're from Winthrop, Christina, Juliana, and Mario from Winthrop, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Good luck getting to the Cape in 5 hours.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.